You are right up May Street.
Oh, you can't make me choose.
I go by Toyota. Sponsors T4.
Fuck me, Lee Ryan's 13.
I remember we couldn't remember the word for table.
This is Your Welcome America Presents The Ashley Simpson Show, Episode 7.
In our never-ending mission to translate British pop culture for America and American pop culture for Britain, we're celebrating the 20th anniversary of The Ashley Simpson Show by rewatching all 8 episodes.
Coming up in Episode 7, we've got Smashbox, hair extensions, and a very... very smoky eye.
Mm-hmm. Like an ashtray. I am Ben.
I am Fraser.
Fraser Light Razor.
And this is the Ashley Simpson Show, rock and roll, man. Got stains on my t-shirt and I'm the biggest blur. If you want my autobiography,
maybe just ask me. Ashley hits the big time. Does she?
Absolutely not. I just, in the previously on, before we get into the episode, I loved that I'd completely erased any knowledge of the last episode. And I really like, they just showed that clip of Joe introducing her at the knitting factory. And he's like, ladies and gentlemen, Ashley Simpson. It was so lackluster.
Wearing his striped pressed Abercrombie shirt.
So, mm-hmm. We smash cut into the action.
I know what you're doing. Do it.
We smash box into the action.
There we go.
And did you know what music was playing when she was walking into Smashbox?
No.
It was very specifically the exact music that America's Next Top Model would use at the end of an episode when a model got eliminated and their picture faded from the group photo. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
It's the very specific America's Next Top Model elimination music.
So it must be license-free.
Yeah, it's definitely, but it's...
library music.
But it's a choice that goes to show whoever made that choice didn't realize because it didn't make any sense.
Or do you think they're referencing the fact, so she's going to Smashbox Studios to do a photo shoot. Do you think it was a reference to like modeling?
If it was, then it was a reference to her being eliminated from the show for being bad.
Okay.
Because that's what that music means.
But here's the thing. If we were making this show and editing it, you'd be like, and you're in the edit, right? And you're like, do you know what I'm going to do? Why don't I just pop this in and see if anyone notices?
That would only be if I tried to license the song Models by Girls Aloud and that had been turned down.
Yeah. So we are at her album cover shoot.
Yeah.
Ken does a pubic hair gag. Oh, Ken, no.
Old Paving Slabs is there doing some quite wonderful...
Hair work,
thank you.
So Ken Pavez, I'm calling
him Ken Paving Slabs.
Ken Paves. He is the hair person. He's there.
So I've just sent you a little script.
Okay.
We're going to do an acting challenge here.
An acting challenge.
You're going to be playing the part of Ashley, and I'm going to be playing the part of Ken.
What's, like, the concept?
Kind of like grungy apartment room, like very cool with like graffiti on the wall, but like cool.
Oh, that's cool.
And I can see like kicking shit over, like there's a speaker.
Oh, that's cool. What got me about this was the fact that Ken knows more than Ashley.
Yeah. He appears to have creative directed this shoot, or she's so not in the know that he's got given, obviously, the brief because of the hair and makeup look.
I think that's it.
And she's just none the wiser.
I have to say, though, I do like this shoot.
Oh, I love the way it's lit. The fact that it's so dark and she's just in that, like, spotlight.
That glow. It's really good. Yeah.
And she really contradicts herself by, in the voiceover, saying, this cover shoot is very important to me. And I wrote, so important, she's asking Ken, what's going on?
Yeah. She's like, what am I doing again? Did you notice the weird lounge music that's playing?
Such weird music.
I was like, what is this?
Like, that was the perfect time to play one of her songs.
Yeah.
Like, what was happening?
Yeah, made me wanna lie left.
Yeah, exactly. We can hear that 2 times in 1 episode. It's fine.
Or they could have traveled to the future and borrowed Sarah's click flash.
Yeah.
Click, click, click. Flash.
I thought you said Sarah.
Sarah. Sarah. Sarah's song, Click Flash. You know, Sarah, she's on the soundtrack to Sex and the City.
Sarah Bareilles.
Yeah.
Is that her name?
I can't remember. Okay, so one of the setups, so you're right, we've got the one which is very dark and she's really glowing in it. But then the other setup I've described as very Nadine Insatiable.
Yes.
She's got like a metal mic and she's kind of throwing her hair around.
That also looked like an America's Next Top Model photo shoot for some reason. It looked like some week where they each get given like a prop and it's like, oh, you've been given the microphone, so what are you going to do with it, girls?
Mm. Yeah. I noticed she's got red pointy stilettos peeking out from under her jeans.
She looks really good on this cover shoot. The hair and makeup, things really kicked up a gear when Paving Slabs got involved with her and her look. She looks really good.
He's like, you can imagine Joe being like, Ken, could you do us a favor? Can you just do a couple of things for Ash? And he's like, do you know what? I've got spare hair left over from Jessica. I'm there.
No, he's got spare hair left over from... He's like, well, I can dye some pieces from Eva Longoria and Victoria Beckham.
Yeah.
And Kate Beckinsale. I just got a shipment in for those three.
Yeah.
I can dye some of that black and stick it on her head.
I got some stuff in for Kate Beckinsale, but it's too dark. So I can just use that. And I bought an extra big tub of glue. Ken seems nice.
He really does. He does. And I think we talked about this last time, but his loyalty to that core of women, it also feels nice.
Yeah.
It just feels like a good... feels like he seems like a nice person.
I like, whenever he's in stuff with Vicky B, they're always having like a good old time together. Can you imagine the two of them having a lovely time and then having a goblet of red wine?
Yeah. goblet. She definitely has goblets in her
house,
doesn't
she? She loves a red wine.
Yeah.
That's Smashbox. Oh, wait, should we talk about Smashbox a sec? Why are we obsessed with Smashbox?
Well, obviously, Lo worked there in... one of her most evil seasons of The Hills.
Why was she being evil?
Because she just got given more of a role on the show in that season. I remember she wasn't just popping in and out. Was that the season when they all lived together and Audrina lived in the outhouse?
Oh, the pool house.
The pool house. And they like iced her out. Iced her out of the kind of friendship group.
Yeah.
It was really awkward.
I don't think Lo and Elsie talk anymore. I think they've had a falling out.
That's a shame.
But of course, Whitney and her are still fine. How could you ever fall out with Whitney?
No one could. No, yeah. I don't believe there's a single person that has ill will towards Whitney. Even Olivia Palermo, she deep down is like, oh yeah, I like Whitney.
She's like, she's a nice girl.
Yeah. Right, should we pop to center stage, rehearsal space?
God, I hope she gets there in time. Uh-oh.
She's on top form in this episode. She really is. I really loved her in this episode. I felt like she was at her most authentic self. Her... like screeching up to center stage, walking in and going, sorry, I'm late. I was on the 5.
I know. And the fact that she'd earlier, like in a couple of episodes ago, said that her sat nav is called Terry.
Yeah.
And then, but this, like it's as if the cameras aren't there, but she's saying to her dad, Joe, the thing is, Terry the sat nav, she wasn't working.
Yeah, Terry wasn't working. I just kept pressing the buttons and she wasn't working. I was like, well, you know, I essentially have the same technology in my car because it's from 2010. Mm-hmm. And I can only imagine that thing going haywire and what you would do. Very not user friendly.
Right. What are we doing in this scene?
Joe's not happy with her being late for one thing. Joe's using his musical skills and techniques here where he's trying to fix the fact that she can't hear herself when she's performing with the band because there's obviously like... noise right behind her with the band. So he's like, I'm going to turn you around so that...
You're singing at
the band and the noise isn't like coming from behind you. She says, wouldn't it just be easier to put a speaker coming at me? And I thought about this because I was thinking about something I've watched or something I've heard. And it's like, well, yeah, when you... like those in-ear things and like they call it monitors, don't they? Where they put it on the stage.
Yeah.
And the speakers... do it back to you so you can hear rather than it getting like lost in the crowd. I was like, so I think what she's asking for is the correct thing.
It's just standard.
Yeah, and he's doing some weird thing where she's turning in an odd direction. And
also, what's the point in turning and facing the band? You're not going to be performing like that at the end of the day.
Right, exactly. So she's getting kind of annoyed with him and they have a real good father-daughter pissy conversation with each other here.
So she admits that she has her period at the moment.
I know. Disgusting.
keep it to yourself, love.
Yeah.
And she... Oh, do you think Jessica would ever say something like that on camera?
Yes.
You do? Yeah.
I do.
I don't think she would. I was like, no, she probably would.
I noticed at this point, just in the background, Ray's wearing a lovely, almost, I think, like a woman's, in the traditional terms, the 2000s terms, a woman's, like, crocheted beanie hat. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
just wearing one of them because he's fun and edgy. I love Ray.
Love Ray. God, I still need to track down Ray. I wonder what he's up to.
At this point, Joe mutters, well, he says, "You're not 12 anymore," to her. Like, you can't keep acting like this. And then he kind of mutters something that I couldn't quite hear, but I heard something that sounded like $20,000. I wasn't sure if he was saying, "We've sunk $20,000 of our money into this whole thing, so you need to get it together." It was something that sounded like that. There was an amount of money that was said, or maybe the rehearsal space cost $20,000. Something cost $20,000.
What was the amount of money that Kelly Osbourne paid that drummer girl? Do you remember?
Yeah, the one she took to Vegas.
Yeah. And then she ends up getting that check and she's like, whoa, I think that's $70,000. Yeah. We need to do season one of the Osbournes.
We really do. I just remember that the show's quite alarmingly edited, watching it from our lens now. It's more just like a series of very short vignettes.
Yes, yes. That have happened across the space of a year.
Yeah.
She is, and I don't want to connect the dots, but I have written here, she is a real moody moodster.
Yes.
She's like pouting and not singing. Please, she's doing a lot of that.
Yeah, and he says, if that's your single, your lead single, you're going to have to figure it out. And she's like, oh, why would you say this to me? She's like, I'm going to get Eric to come in and help me, don't worry. And then this moment was very telling. She's going, oh, I just don't need you being like, me, 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 me. And she's doing this, like, kind of rude impression of him. And they kind of zoom out and pan over. And you see that Tina's there as well. And she's laughing away at Ashley's, like, impression of Joe. It's like, it's quite undermining. Like, she should present a united force and just be like, yeah, he's right. You need to sort this out.
Mm-hmm.
But did you make a note of what Tina was wearing?
I did. I made a note that Joe's scrolling through his BlackBerry. What's Tina wearing?
She looks like she's ready to rock and roll out. I said she's dressed a little bit like Lindsay Lohan in Freaky Friday when she performs with her band. She's wearing this electric blue top and these kind of combat trousers, translation cargo pants.
Combat trousers, ready for combat.
But like very, it's not the same color scheme, but it's the same vibe as Lilo performing at the Wango Tango.
Yeah.
I love Freaky Friday.
Oh, God, the phrase Wango Tango. That is something that really...
I don't think that's in that movie. I think I might have inserted that myself.
Does Wango Tango still exist? Wango Tango hasn't been on since 2022. And back then, Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. I don't think it exists anymore ever since Tango pulled their sponsorship.
Yeah, it's just, you can't just call it Wango.
Yeah. This is a real scene where it's Joe's manager and dad.
Yeah.
They have a fallout, but then Ash apologizes, and she does say at the end, he's just doing his job. Yeah. Which is a very grown-up thing to say for a 19-year-old.
She makes a very salient point about the dynamic of having your dad as your manager. She says, you know, because sometimes he's really hard on me, and I just want him to suddenly be my dad and say, like, oh, you're doing a good job. And I was like, that's a pretty insightful, you know, thing.
Yeah.
Worth noting that Ding or Bat, don't know which one is which, is there doing nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she says sorry, and they have a nice hug, and then she just trips off with her yellow handbag and her yellow jacket.
If this was all happening today, Ding or Bat would run her socials.
Yeah, for sure. You're so right.
That'd be good.
Just take really like sloppily taking iPhone pictures of her. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Where are we going next?
In a curious twist of fate, this episode really did have a lot going on.
A lot going on.
In my opinion. In a strange twist, we're going to go to a video shoot, which must be for Pieces of Me, right?
Yeah, because that's her first single.
Yeah.
But wait, did we record the... I'm genuinely confused. Have we recorded the Pieces of Me video?
No.
What?
So she says, so I'm getting ready to release the album and I'm getting ready to go and like tour around and perform. But first of all, I have to shoot the video for my follow-up single, Shadow. She literally says it. And I'm like, that's an unusual time frame. I feel like...
Something's going on.
Are we just not going to see Pieces of Me being recorded and this is all they got? And we had to...
What is the video for Pieces of Me?
I'm looking it up. Hang on, I'll do it on my phone.
Okay, we've unlocked it.
We've done some research off mic.
Off mic. We watched the Pieces of Me music video. It is her in a recording studio, but then cut with lots of clips from the show. So obviously they couldn't show her recording that because the show is the show. So this is her... So this is, but wait.
I guess, yeah, they couldn't have the shoot day of her shooting that studio stuff. And then her being like, oh, the concept of the video is it's going to be me doing this studio stuff, cut in with shots from this show that we're making right now that I'm talking to you about.
Okay, wait a minute. I've got it. They're shooting the 8 episodes and they shoot that studio stuff.
Yeah.
Just as before, maybe when the show launches. So maybe let's say they shoot January to June. Okay.
Right. Yep.
The show is going to launch in July. It wouldn't be that, but whatever.
Yeah.
No, you could start the edit.
Yeah.
The show launches in July. So you release the music video and the show together.
Right, cross-promo of the
two things. We've unlocked it.
Can only assume that's what happened.
Yeah, okay.
If it didn't, then everyone's made some terrible decisions.
But meanwhile, let's go film a music video for Shadow, her follow-up single.
Living in the shadow!
This is a good-looking music video.
Really.
It looks good. Yeah. It's well-directed. Thank fuck she has a female director. Once again, it's such a relief when a female is involved in her career.
It really is. So, yeah, she does a terrible job of explaining that it's going to be... Well, actually, I think Ken ends up having to kind of explain, which is...
Ken probably came up with it. Well, to be fair, this is a hair-heavy plot.
Yeah, so it's kind of a good Ashley... He says, are we going to be calling you good Ashley and bad Ashley? And she says, no, bad Ashley is more Jessica Ashley. And I was like, oh, I see. You're really flipping that on its head. Oh. So she's saying good Ashley is herself and the bad one is the one with blonde hair that's all kind of in the pink room.
Yeah, so she's got... There's a blonde Ashley, there's a brunette Ashley. There's a smoky eye that looks fantastic.
Yeah.
Tina brings in a barky wee dog.
She does. Hold on one second, real quick. Good versus evil, blonde versus brunette, music video concept. I don't know what I'm trying to say to you here, but there's a world in which we could really put quite a few different things into a discussion. Like, I'm thinking of, like, Not Such an Innocent Girl. There's just, like, plenty of, like, female pop videos.
Mariah.
There's even, like, do you remember Avril Lavigne's girlfriend? She plays, like, herself and also the, like, girlfriend of the guy that she's into. There's just...
Sliding Doors starring Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yes, the movie Sliding Doors.
Second time I brought that movie up this week.
There's just... I don't know what I'm trying to say, but just keep that in your little head.
Okay.
I'm going to put that on the noteboard.
Okay. So Tina tries on the wig, the blonde wig.
I love this.
There are guffaws all around, aren't there?
Yeah, well, Ding or Bat puts the blonde wig on first, and Ashley says, you should never dye your hair blonde.
And she's right.
She's right.
Washed
her right out.
That's like a friend. That's an actual friend there, right there.
Yeah, and then Tina just starts going around saying she looks like the guy from Lord of the Rings. She's talking about... Legolas, Orlando Bloom. And she's right. She does look like him.
2004, I guess, was peak Lord of the Rings time, right?
Yeah, and it was actually... I'm not saying I've been down on Tina's hair. I just haven't noticed it this whole time. But when she took that blonde wig off and I saw those, like, chunky highlights and that mum hair, I was like, oh, yeah, she's got really... Her hair looks really good. Oh. It was like... I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot.
Did your mum ever do, like, chunky highlights? What was your mum's hair like growing up?
Oh, it's been the same version of what you've seen... It used to just be bigger. Yeah.
Does she still get her hair dyed?
She does it herself.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my mum is fully grey.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to, out her, but...
Okay, so... Ryan! Where's Ryan? Ryan just appears. Ryan disappears and appears.
Yeah.
Like a wee Houdini.
This is... This is madness. I need everyone around Ashley to tighten up, focus, and, like, get it together.
Yeah.
I know we're filming a show, but let's let the star do some stuff. But I need everyone, I need all these tertiary people just to, like, get out. Clear that trailer. She needs to be, I'm just getting a little, like,
really
chaos around her.
Really? It should be Ash and Ken.
Yeah, completely.
It's all we need.
He's the only one I trust in this whole operation. Everyone's just being very silly.
So Ryan, he's been on the road. And that's why we haven't seen him. And he's had one day off. To be fair to him, he does seem exhausted. Yeah.
Well, there's some great Foley work when the two of them are walking from the trailer because they were filming in, like, a suburban house.
Oh, they're not walking.
Their feet are slapping. It's like slap, slap.
I've written, they're walking without picking up their feet. Yes. They're like, shh.
The loudest dragging of feet you have ever heard in your life is very funny.
They're filming in a lovely mid-century house.
Yeah. She's... In blonde Ashley mode, or Jessica Ashley mode, she she emotes so hard that she, like, her wig falls off, which is pretty fun.
Yeah. I've written that the female director, Liz, director Liz is like Jane in The Comeback.
I said she's giving shades of what's her name from Totally Scott Lee as well. What's she called? The one whose name we made up from the record
company.
The
one that we always called Nicola.
Nicola from, yeah.
The one was like, fuck me, yeah. Lee Ryan's 13.
That You're one. So right. It's as if Nicola from The Comeback and Jane from The Comeback and Nicola from Totally Scott Lee were like fused together. Because did you hear what she said to the band?
No, what did she say?
Oh, there is. She says the snippiest thing to them in a way where they didn't quite get it.
Well, they're kids. They don't get it. Ray. He's not going to get it.
So there's a bit where she's directing like the band when she performs with the band in the video. And she says, oh, don't feel that you have to be, you know, stuck on your marks. You can like move around. And the two of the guitar players go, ah, and they go back to back and like do like, oh, we could do this. And she literally goes in this tone, yeah, you can do the back-to-back thing. That's always not cliche. And she just walked up, and literally they're like, the smiles on their faces don't change because they can't hear the sarcasm.
They're like, what?
It was so cutting. It was amazing.
I'm just going to check Ashley's Instagram and see if she follows someone called Ray.
Okay.
Because I need to know what he's up to. Oh, hot guy I've got distracted by.
You found him? I'm coming back.
Oh my God, I found Ray. So Ray Brady, musician band. He looks... Oh, he's still hot.
Yeah. Oh, that makes me so happy. I'm glad she follows him as well. Oh.
Wait, it's Ray on the right there.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got tattoos. He's still all dead rocky. Oh, there he is with what's his chops? Miguel. Oh. Yeah, so he's a guitarist for Miguel.
The fact that she follows him and the fact that you said that she's still friends with Ding and Bat, there's a consistency to her life that makes me feel really, really happy.
I think she's just a nice person.
Yeah, it really goes to show.
God, imagine if Ray was gay, it does rhyme, and we ended up going out with him. I don't know why it turned us into a thruple.
Oh, well, I'm fine with that.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Oh, he is tagged in a lot of Ashley Simpson things, like old things.
Okay. It's worth noting as well, there's a new... She's using this new hair and makeup in an interview as well, where she's talking about the wig coming off, and she's got one very long dangly earring, and she looks phenomenal in it.
Yeah. So, I've written this video looks good, although she is wearing odd blue low heels.
Yeah.
The brunette Ashley is.
Yeah.
Just those.
I'm glad that the performance element of that video is probably mostly waist up, because yeah, she's wearing a flared jean with this very odd electric blue shoe.
I didn't get that.
It's the times. Yeah. They love those pointy colored heels.
Yeah. Should we go to Arizona?
Let's get on the fucking plane to Arizona.
There's a funky Arizona airport sign. Yeah.
Ray has a Wiggles backpack because he's like
Wiggles.
The Wiggles. They were that kids band, that Australian kids band that got really famous at that time.
Okay.
He's being dead ironic by being a grown up with a Wiggles backpack.
Aw, what's he like, our Ray? So they're going to Summer Music Mania?
Yeah.
In Arizona? Okay.
And she says it's where Jessica performed her first ever like big show. So it feels like a nice full circle moment. Then I wrote, what is this hotel? ... Ben?
Oh, I did not look up the hotel. Sorry, I was too busy looking at... What am I meant to Google? Hotel Arizona?
I defer to you for any hotel searches on these shows.
But this
you
hotel, always do it. But this hotel I wasn't interested in. It was neither shit or interesting or gorgeous. It's like that middle... It's like a, you know, a Marriott or something.
Well, it had a lot of, like, balconies and kind of foliage in it. There was something interesting to it. That's why I thought you would have Googled it.
Yeah, I was too busy looking at her outfit for her vocal warm-up. The teal tee, the baby pink rah-rah skirt over jeans, and cons.
Yeah, she's doing her warm-up, and it's on a burned CD that got a Sharpie written on it saying, like, Ashley vocal warm-up, which I loved that. And then I got very frustrated here because she's doing her vocal warm-ups, and then Ray comes in, and this is the only strike against him. He starts kind of doing them with her, but also laughing at her.
I would say that he's goofing off.
Yes.
Did you write that exact word?
My exact wording is Ray and Tina stop distracting her and goofing around.
There you go. Yeah, I also hate, it's very like talk show of a certain time. Like, oh, do you do any funny vocal warm-ups?
Yeah.
So it's like,
leave her alone. She actually needs to do it.
So
it's a very real thing that this girl needs to do her warm-ups because the vocals for these songs she's doing are not easy.
So Ryan's there.
Yeah, and he's not wearing any underwear.
So he took a shower and he had to put the same clothes back on, and he's not wearing any underwear.
Good for him.
Yeah, I'm half disgusted and I half want to see.
I know. So on the car on the way to whatever velodrome we're going to, she talks about it's the first big stage she's ever performed on.
Yeah.
And no one is fazed by this. Bearing in mind we've gone from the Knitting Factory with an audience of about 35 people, and now we're at the stadium. And everyone's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, and again, I need to point out that we still haven't got a grasp on how to perform on a stage with a band live.
Yep.
With monitors and in-ears and all that kind of stuff.
Why is there no one there like... I was like, why is no one briefing her? Why is there no one like, okay, here's the thing, right. Ashley. I know this is your big first performance on a stage. This is what to expect. What we'll also do is we'll go to the venue a day early just so you can see it.
I was about to say, do you not do a sound check even on a big thing like this? Like, how do you not get there the morning, the day of, and do like a sound check?
I don't think you can. I don't know if you do.
That seems really suspicious to me.
I wonder if it's a combination of, there's probably stuff we're not seeing, but it's a combination of the Simpsons family just used to the music world. So, like, oh, whatever. And then Ashley's a kid. So she's just like, I'll just go do this thing.
Yeah, it just feels like we're really winging it on some opportunities.
Winging it. It's quite alarming.
Yeah.
So let's go to this, what I've described as some sort of velodrome.
Yeah, so Jessica's here and she's in a pink, like, kind of corset top with a zebra detailing around the bust, oh, the bust line.
She's posing in front of a white brick wall.
Yeah. And she does her intro from kind of, you know, 10 million miles away in the crowd. She does one of those very, like, of a time things where it's like, I'm standing on a balcony, I'm going to introduce. It's very Top of the Pops.
Yeah. I've written here, Jessica's doing links. Links to camera. So,
yeah, and Jessica's introduction is, I'm so glad that she's living one of her dreams.
Well, she wanted to be a ballet dancer, don't forget that.
It's like, okay. She sounds okay. The band is very loud.
Yeah. It is sweet, though, afterwards. Ashley's quite serious and self-critical.
Yeah.
She's like, I that sounded bad, and I need to, like, that wasn't good enough.
This is why I'm getting so frustrated, because...
Maybe if someone had prepped her for her first performance on the stage.
This is what I mean, and she's actually saying this whole time what she needs, and no one's giving it to her, and I'm getting more and more...
Tina's just goofing off in a wig.
Exactly. I'm getting increasingly frustrated that she's not being... This isn't just someone coming off and complaining for no reason. It's like, they need to help her.
Yeah.
Anyway...
Should we go back to LA?
Oh, God. My head was spinning from this episode. We've never had so much action in one episode of this show. Very strangely paced.
I know. Really packing into this penultimate episode. Maybe they started the edit too early.
Yeah.
Before everything was shot. And then they're like, everyone, I think this is going to be wafer thin, so we're going to have to include a scene where Ashley drops some nail polish in an elevator. Right.
That, and the edit was like, well, I've left that scene with them buying a Christmas tree on the street in New York. I've left it long, obviously, and then, you know, I'll get your notes back, and they're like, we actually need it to be longer.
Yeah. And then the Predator gets episode 7, they're like, I'm going to need like an extra week for this because there's so much footage.
So this time we have another show at the Roxy, and it's for kind of Jordan and the Geffen and the whole kind of office crew.
Yeah, this is pretty legit. The Roxy, it's kind of a classic sunset venue. Have you ever been to the Roxy? I don't think I have.
Maybe, I don't know. So she's getting her hair and makeup done, and her makeup artist does the kind of explanation for us. And she basically says, so Ashley's getting her hair and makeup done, but she can't speak because she's on vocal rest. And I appreciated her work.
Wait, because we're at the Simpson condo at the moment.
Yes, we are. And...
This is Karen and Sharon. Oh, these two.
Yeah, we get some real bumbling clown music while the hair person keeps trying to ask her questions and the makeup artist keeps shushing the hair person.
Yeah.
And Ashley's in a wild outfit for this.
What's she wearing?
She's wearing like a safari suit, like a kind of... khaki shirt with like looks like a short and shirt set, like literally like an explorer.
She's been exploring Arizona, she's been in a velodrome, she's about to go see Dr. Sugarman.
I was gonna say, surely we go straight from this hair and makeup thing to the show, right? Because that's the way naturally something like this would go.
Well, she's on vocal rest, so we now go to Dr. Sugarman.
I felt like I was losing my mind when we entered Dr. Sugarman's office.
But wait a minute. She does say, because I wrote, on the day of show, and they do say that she's performing in 4 hours.
Yes. No, I'm not questioning the timeline of this. I'm just questioning just the madness of this episode. I couldn't believe we were at Dr. Sugarman's office.
Yeah. So, yeah, we go to Dr. Sugarman's, and then we get like a we get pictures of her throat, and her throat, the swelling's gone down. Great.
Yeah.
The throat things do look like vaginas.
Yeah, and then there's a moment where he, Dr. Sugarman, appears to get either Ding or Bat to actually assist him in the procedure.
Well, like he's doing a magic trick and needs someone from the audience.
Truly. And like Ding or Bat literally says like, oh, well, as long as I don't have to like go in there and do anything. He's like, no, I just need you to press this button for me.
As long as I don't have to operate on Ashley.
Yeah, I feel like Dr. Sugarman was having a little too much fun in this moment.
I mean, his name's Dr. Sugarman. He's not real.
And then she gets a shot of a shot in the ass for American listeners.
Or a jab.
She gets a jab in the bum.
Jab in the arse.
Jab in the arse.
Jab in the arse.
A-R-S-E. Arse.
Oh. And then the three of them. So who is it? Is what Ding or Bat? Is it Tina?
Ding or Bat, Tina, and Ashley. Actually,
they then traipse out of Dr. Sugarman. This is a shot of them. And they're all wearing denim flares. Yeah. And they're just dragging swish, in the floor.
Swish, 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 swish.
Oh, right, should we finally get to the fucking Roxy?
I'm exhausted. By the time we reached the Roxy, I started getting very, very annoyed. So my first note is, fuck off, Jordan.
Okay, Jordan's here. I've written, why does Jordan dress like a schlump?
Because he's trying to appear younger. I think that he thinks that that's how to do it. He's better off being like sharper and looking more like a grown-up.
Yeah, I mean, well, Joe is in a shirt from Tyrak. Don't know if you saw that.
Someone takes a picture of Jordan and Ashley, and I got very... very confused, and I can't be bothered to find the footage. Mm-hmm. But the person taking the picture is wearing the exact same outfit that Ashley was getting her hair and makeup done in. And I brought up the pictures side by side, and it's the same outfit, this khaki shirt, like safari suit thing.
What?
Any other episode, I would have actually dived into that because there was nothing else, but I had to just let it go.
Yeah, for this one. So there is a she does a ritual with the band before they. They go on stage.
Yeah, she says it's them passing their energy around, and they do a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles chant.
Oh, is that what
that's what it was.
So wait, so they rub hands, yeah. And they're like, oh, and then they pass energy to each other, fine. But then they go, go ninja, go ninja, yeah. Go. Is that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, wasn't that from the song that went with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie?
Oh,
was it Vanilla Ice?
That rings a bell. And then Why are they doing it?
I had a thought here. I said... they seem like a nice bunch of guys. And yeah. I was like, they seem nice. And I just said, I really hope anyone wasn't inappropriate with her.
I know. Well, she does follow Ray.
Yeah. Well, it's time for yet another lackluster introduction by a grim male in her life. Jordan. He says, oh, guys, it's Ashley Simpson.
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm Jordan. Fuck off, Jordan. So then she's on stage, she's performing. She's so snaky on stage.
She is.
She's so hippie.
She is. She's very... She's very kind of hips don't lie, whatever, whatever, wherever era Shakira, isn't she?
Yeah. She's a real rock chick. Now, this is Jordan. Jordan says this is Ashley's sixth show, which is quite a weird number.
Yeah. And we kind of start hearing a live vocal, then we slide into something that's not live, but certainly get a live ending. Did you hear the end?
What was the end?
She's like... you make me want to love. like fully was like an ending like that. Like,
wow.
It was really hard to hear.
Who are her musical inspirations? Like, what would she listen to? Because she's clearly like seen Courtney Love or someone perform and thought, I'm going to do this.
It feels like maybe kind of some of the some non-album tracks from like Courtney Love and maybe like, I think she's heard like Joan Jett, but only like one song.
Yeah. Interesting.
I'm thinking, a lot of like headline singles from some of those kind of gals.
Maybe some No Doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've just written here, Jordan's big shapeless chin. He's got a chin like a guppy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he does have a guppy chin. Yeah, he's very happy and he says, your voice is rock. And then out of nowhere, it's revealed she's going on tour, which really panicked me. And then
she's done six shows.
My note says, when is this goddamn album getting released?
When is Pieces of Me getting released?
When is it being filmed?
What is going on?
And then the version I watched, I didn't even get a preview of the next episode.
Oh yeah, I just wrote next time on Ashley. Who knows?
So the season finale.
Right, what's her most rock and roll moment of the episode?
For me, it was the ending of her performing La La. I actually want to find it and I want you to hear it, so give me 1 second.
Oh, Oh, so that was episode 7 of Our Ash. Again, we have no idea what's going to happen in the season finale. Again, it does feel like the editor probably got delivered the rushes, the tapes that week. And they're like...
Well, now, all I've done is complain so far. Now I'm kind of weirdly energized and electrified. Now I don't know where we're going to go. I thought I could see the future ahead of us, and they've really thrown a 7 performance Dr. Sugarman episode at us and spun me out.
There must be... even more stuff in episode 8? Like, shitloads of stuff?
It has to be. I mean,
or do you think they had all this extra stuff and they were like...
No, we've never done this many performances and filmed a music video and gone to Dr. Sugarman.
And gone to Arizona.
And gone to Arizona. Yeah, it's madness. Madness. Anyway.
Well, that was that.
You've really sculpted your hair throughout your frustration at this episode into something quite astounding.
My hair is so long at the moment. The other morning I woke up, looked in the mirror, and I was like... It was a full-on Elvis.
You almost are doing that Flock of Seagulls look,
yes,
I think.
Yes,
what I'm looking at right now.
It's like, do you remember John Candy in Spaceballs?
Yes.
It's that. Right, you're getting one more Ashley episode next week. You get our regular You're Welcome America every other week. I think an episode probably just came out of that. No, is that right?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
No, wait. No, who knows?
It will, because it was today, and then I'll do this on the
next week. In the meantime, please rate and review us.
I said on the weekend at the same time you went next week, like we were saying the same thing.
Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Get in touch on Instagram. Email us at
youwelcomeamericapodcast@gmail.com.
In the meantime, you're welcome.
Oh, you can't make me choose.
I go by Toyota. Sponsors T4.
Fuck me, Lee Ryan's 13.
I remember we couldn't remember the word for table.